My name is Frankie Brown, FrankieBrown. I'm recording an interview with...
My name is Robert Schmidt, RobertSchmidt.
And where are you from?
I am from Edinburgh, Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley.
The date is September 28th, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M Kingsville as part of the university's 2024 Tamalata Festival. So, Robert, could you tell us what tamales mean to you?
So, tamales are something that I've grown up with my entire life, and it's a delicious food that I associate with my... my heritage and my family down in the Rio Grande Valley, and they mean a lot to me in terms of family and just regarding my family's history, especially my mother's side, whose grandparents and great-grandparents crossed over from Mexico and made a life here in Texas and in the United States. And so tamales take me back to my roots. And, again, they're a delicious meal that I can share with friends and family.
What special memories do you have of tamales?
So, tamales have been, like, a staple in my family, and just a staple in the Rio Grande Valley in general. I have lots of memories of my grandmother, who passed away in 2018, and every time I eat tamales with my family, I think of the memories that I had with my grandmother, and my grandmother was kind of what held my family together, especially all of my aunts and uncles on my mother's side, because my grandmother would always make tamales whenever we had family gatherings, which isn't too common because a lot of my aunts and uncles moved out of state, away from the Rio Grande Valley, away from Texas, and so they're all over the country now, but every time we did gather for a big family gathering, my grandmother would make tamales for everyone, and we would all eat them together.
Do you or your family have any traditions of making tamales or eating them?
So, I have... well, usually my grandmother would make the tamales, but sometimes my family members, like my uncle and my aunt, would make tamales as well, and they would bring them home, and so different family members from my mom's side would bring tamales that they made, and we would all share and try different tamales made by different family members, and so they all tasted different, they would all season them differently, they would all prepare them differently. And one tradition that started recently I'm mentioning my mother's side of the family a lot. My father is from Wisconsin, and so he came down to Texas, to San Antonio, where he met my mother in university, and his first introduction to tamales were when my grandmother made them for him, and so he wanted to take those tamales back to his family members in Wisconsin across the country, so that they could taste them and get a taste for the Rio Grande Valley and for Mexican culture and Mexican food that my grandmother and my mother made. So now when we visit family members from my dad's side and when we visit friends, we always bring them tamales as a way to, you know, share and show that we are thankful and grateful for family and our traditions.
Is there a certain time of year that you eat tamales?
So, my family likes to eat tamales any time of year. And it's something that we usually eat more in the colder weather. So, every time there's a cold front or a storm, and especially during Thanksgiving and around Christmas time, we will eat tamales as a way of sharing food with family. And it's a very filling, very rich, very tasty meal that is, you know, really good to eat. And it's very warm, and it helps us to stay warm and comforts us. It's a very big comfort food to all of my family members.
Is there a special way that y'all like to eat them or prepare them?
So there are different, there are lots of different types of tamales, and my family likes chicken tamales, pork tamales. My personal favorite is probably chicken and cheese or bean and cheese tamales. I especially like them. And yeah, so yeah, we like to make tamales in many different ways. Many of my different family members have their own ways of preparing them. And it's also interesting, now that I have my girlfriend and her family, they prepared tamales differently as well. And her grandmother's from Mexico, and she was a chef and a baker in Mexico. And so she knows how to make some very delicious tamales. So it's interesting to taste and to see how different people, you know, share this food with each other.
What tools do y'all like to use when you make tamales?
So, mostly our hands. I'm not sure how my other family members make them, but sometimes we'll use, to prepare the chicken, we'll use knives and we'll use spoons sometimes. Sometimes spoons to, you know, take the meat or the mixture or the spices and to also flatten them and roll them and... So, but it's mostly a hands-on type of dish that you would prepare, and sometimes it can get kind of messy because you have lots of masa and you have lots of ingredients all around, and so usually we'll have to put out some paper towels, some napkins, or some sheets to make sure that it doesn't get all over the place. But it's very fun to make them with family, and it's very fun to watch the process of tamales being made because it can get messy and you will get your hands messy as well, but it's very fun, it's very entertaining. And it just shows the process is very welcoming. It's very friendly with family.
So if you purchase tamales, do you have any traditions about where you purchase them from?
So in the Rio Grande Valley, the biggest place to purchase them from is Delias. And if you ask anyone there, if you ask anyone from the valley or anyone from South Texas, they'll probably know what Delias is. And a lot of people love Delias tamales. And up north, where my dad's from, Wisconsin, they don't really have places like that that specialize in making tamales. And so when we bring tamales up to our family members from outside of the Rio Grande Valley and outside of South Texas, we'll either bring them some homemade tamales or bring them some Delias tamales because they love the rich flavor of Delias tamales. They're very reliable, a very reliable store, and people just love them and people love to buy from them.
Is there a certain way that y'all like to serve the tamales?
So there's different ways of serving tamales. Some people will eat them with salsa. Some people, I know a lot of my family members, interestingly, will eat them a lot for breakfast with their eggs. And so they'll eat tamales with eggs. Some of my family members, I've even seen them eating tamales with ketchup, which is is an interesting way to eat them. Some will use, you know, different seasonings. But I like to eat tamales just the way that they're prepared, just plain usually. But sometimes I will eat them with breakfast or dinner, depending on what's being made. And they kind of go along. They're one of those foods that you can enjoy with anything.
What are your favorite kinds of tamales and why?
So my favorite type of tamales are either the chicken and cheese or the bean and cheese. And it's because I very much like cheese, and it's one of those things that I kind of associate with my dad and my dad's side of the family, being from Wisconsin. Everything up there is all about cheese and cheese products and dairy. So I grew up eating lots of different types of cheeses, and so I really like the flavor that the cheese gives to those tamales, especially like the white cheese, the different types of cheeses that they use to prepare tamales. And I also like beans, and I like chicken, and the way the chicken is seasoned. I think it makes the tamales softer, and it makes them more flavorful, in my opinion.
And what's the most unusual tamale filling you've ever seen?
So, I think I'd have to say the candy tamales. I don't, when I think of tamales or when I eat tamales, I'm not thinking of them as a sweet treat or like a candy or something. I think of them as a warm, rich, flavorful, kind of like meaty type of meal, type of dish. And so seeing people put like these really sweet flavors in there, it's something that I don't really associate with tamales, but I suppose I've never tried them. I suppose they could taste good, and I might have to try them now just to, you know, experience them. But I like the chicken tamales. I like the beans and cheese, and I think they taste very good as a warm, filling meal.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Robert.